By the way, classes made me really bored sometimes. I try to pay attention. I wanted to be one of those scientific women or one of those girls in the movies about high school who knows all the answers. But when I tried, it got really hard. I mean, studying 7 hours a day almost every day? Who wouldn't be bored? My dad read online that it is a scientific fact that your brain can only concentrate for 45 minutes tops. 7 hours is much longer than 45 minutes. I mean, we had breaks, but they weren't long enough for our brains to recover. And we aren't even adults. We're kids. And we're living under jungle laws. That was why Sasha could be a lifesaver. She was the note-passing queen. Okay, to be honest, a lot of times, her notes annoyed me. Think about it. You have to be sneaky to not get caught. Sometimes I didn't feel sneaky. Sometimes I just felt tired. But the day was one of those times she saved my life by keeping me from dying of boredom. A kid behind me tapped my shoulder and passed me the note. I opened it. It said, "Did you hear about the slit-mouthed women? We're all going to die." That wasn't a normal Sasha note. That one was creepy. What is she talking about? I wondered. I looked over to Sasha. She was staring at me, frightened. "Tess?" That was the teacher. I turned back to the front. "Yes, Miss Ferguson?
What's that in your hand?"
"I don't know."
"You're holding it, but you don't know?"
"Well, it was passed to me."
"I have a question for you. Can you focus on class when you're passing notes?" she asked as she approached me.
"Well, did you know you can't focus no matter what after 45 minutes anyway?"
I decided to say that only in my head.
She was at my desk. I handed her the note. As she read it, her expression changed. She looked at me, then at the whole class.
"Who wrote this?"
Sasha came clean. She raised her hand and, like a courageous soldier, said, "I did."
"Don't scare your classmates with a silly hoax."
"It's not a hoax. It's real. We all have to be warned. She's out there and she's going to come kill us all."
"No, she's not. It's just a silly rumor,"
Miss Ferguson said as she tore the note up. Whispers flew around the classroom.
"I heard about that too."
"Me too."
"Are we going to die?"
I guess the rumor had already spread. It seemed like most of the kids already knew about the slit-mouthed women.
"Stop it,"
barked Miss Ferguson as she returned to the front. Then she continued class. Maybe there was nothing to prove it was real, but that didn't mean there was anything to prove that it wasn't real. I studied Miss Ferguson's face. I could tell she knew about the slit-mouthed women. Miss Ferguson was 24 years old, much younger than my parents. Maybe that's why she was scared. I don't think many students could tell, but I could see it. Still, she was much older than us. Maybe that's why she was pretty good at hiding it.